Now. Real people. Real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
I'm a full-time carer to my brother who has dementia. He was diagnosed in his 50s and does not have any particular, any partner or children. I took him on and quit my job to do so. Luckily, my wife has a well-paid job, so I was able to do this. We do not have any children. Recently, however, my wife was given a promotion, which means we now have a very good income. This promotion meant that I am no longer eligible for carer's allowance as her income has become too much. I would like to make a complaint about this to the relevant bodies, but before I do, I wanted to ask your opinion. My wife and I are very privileged thanks to her job and some money passed down. Yet I still feel I should be paid for the work that I do for my brother. Being a full-time carer takes a toll and I'm saving the state money. On top of that, it feels demoralizing to ask my wife for money constantly all the time. I should have money of my own. What do you think? Are these rich people's problems or do I have a point? Sincerely, Dave in Cork. Well, isn't that the whole argument in relation to carers? The argument is we're all individuals. And I remember having a woman on the show, similar situation, go back about 4 years ago, who cared for her son who sadly passed away. But he needed 24-hour care. He had a myriad of problems and disabilities and he needed 24-hour care. And her argument was, well, my husband works, but he earns over the threshold, so I don't get a carer's allowance. So I'm essentially working in the home and not getting paid. And people were saying, well, your husband has money, hasn't he? If I didn't have to care for my son, you know, I would go out to work and I could earn my own money, but I can't do that. The state stops me from doing that. I have to care for my son because there's nowhere for him. But if her son, or in this case, if his brother, had to go into residential care, it would cost the state thousands. So surely the state should be paying carers, even if they're over the threshold. It shouldn't be means tested. So the real question is, should it be means tested? The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. I mean, that is the real question. Should carers' allowance be means tested, or should people be treated as individuals, not as somebody earning money with somebody else? Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. Let me go to Dave. Dave, hi, how are you?
What's the story?
What's the story? I'm just going to clarify, this isn't your email, by the way.
No, it's not.
Okay, but Dave, I mean, I understand. Okay, so financially they're okay. I mean, the wife earns a good income. He's at home minding the brother all the time. He's in his 50s, who has dementia. So he's a full-time carer. So do you believe he should be getting a carer's allowance?
Well, I mean, teenager here in 90. On the one hand, I mean, people are going to say, yeah, oh, well, they're well off. Pity about them. They only want more money, you know. But at the same time, like, he is basically has given up his life to care for another person. I mean, would it not just be the nice thing or the morally right thing or the human thing to just say, here's a few pounds for yourself, you know, here's like a bit of independence for you so you don't have to keep going to your wife. I mean, it's almost like there's this perception that if you're a carer or if you're on carers, that for some reason you have to be destitute because God fucking forbid that you could have some sort of a decent life. I mean, you know, like if that guy was in care, he's costing the state 75 grand a year. What he's getting for a carer's allowance would be a drop in the bucket compared to that.
I mean, look, the state could never cope. If everybody who's being cared for by family at the moment went into residential care, the state would never be able to cope with it.
Our economy would collapse.
Yeah.
It would. There wouldn't be the places for them. There wouldn't be the money for them. There wouldn't be the staff for them. There wouldn't be the infrastructure for them. No, and I mean, like, when I got called here, Ron, if they're well off, do they need it? But then I was kind of thinking, but here, hold on a second. This man has quite literally put his entire life on hold because... like being a carer isn't just like, you know, I do a couple of bits here and there. And there are varying degrees. There are some people who need round the clock 24-hour medical care on top of the care that their families provide them. They'll also need stuff like electric wheelchairs, hoists for the house, just a whole slew of things that they need. And then you have people like, hey, this guy has dementia. So this guy isn't getting better. This guy is going to get worse and worse and worse as time goes on. But given the nature of the illness that he has, it could be 5 years, it could be 10 years, he could be around for another 20 years. You know, this is like, there's no, you know, clear end point this guy.
But there is an argument, and I'm not making this argument, I'm just giving you the argument, that the clue is in the title, care. In other words, that if you care about somebody, you would do it for the just for the love of that person. Then why do you want some sort of monetary gain out of it? Okay, it's only 219 quid a week plus whatever extras you get per, you know, dependent child or whatever it is. But I mean, there's an argument that, like, if your mom or dad is sick or they're elderly that you're, and you're caring for them, well, that's your job. Just like, the you know, a parent cares for a child. That's their job, to care for the child.
Yeah, but like,
if like do you want to be paid? Do you want to be paid, Dave, to raise your child? Well, you do, I suppose. You get children's allowance, don't you?
I wouldn't mind. I mean, if you want to throw a few pounds my way, I won't say no. You know, no, yeah. But here's the thing. But like, I look, anybody who genuinely holds that that view needs to go and actually walk in the shoes of a carer, because, like, yes, obviously you're going to care for them because you love them. I mean, myself and Michelle put both of our lives on hold to look after parents when they were sick and dying. That's fine. I was working at the time. We didn't need to apply for anything. We were comfortable. Not everybody is in that position. Like, it's all well.
Okay, but that's the key. So you didn't need to, so you didn't apply. But this guy doesn't need to either. He's made it clear that they have a comfortable income.
No, but look, for us, it was like the amount of time that we were caring for them, we knew it was going to be a very short period of time. Okay. You know, the writing was on the wall. You know what I mean? There were terminal diagnoses. There was no point. But what I'm saying is, this guy has quite literally put his entire life on hold to look after another person. I mean, caring for another person is all consuming. It's not like he's going to say, right, I'm going to go for a few pints there. You know, I'll talk to you later. Don't burn the house down while I'm gone. Is 24/7, 365. And yeah, obviously you're going to care for your family. And you know, people say you should do it for free. Well, those same people, if you love your job, why don't you do that for fucking free? You know?
Yeah.
Like, if your wife won the lotto and Classic Hit said, shit, James, now your wife's a millionaire now, would you do this show for free as well? Would you?
No, I wouldn't. I can tell you, if my wife wins the lotto, he'll be here in dead air tomorrow night, or Gareth O'Callaghan will be back.
but you love your job, though. I mean, shouldn't you do it just for the love of it?
I do love my job, but I'm not doing it for free.
So,
I'd rather sit on the sofa watching the telly for free or play PlayStation for free. Mind you, I do the podcast every day for free because I love doing it.
But there you go. But you are doing it in the hopes that, you know, you'll make a few pounds from it. And it's
eventually,
you
know, which is
fair enough. There's nothing wrong with that. And I'm looking after my kids in the hopes that eventually they'll fuck off, you know. So, or get jobs themselves, you know. But you can't.
I mean, I know Heather Humphreys was out today saying they're now reviewing carers' allowance and reviewing carers and the conditions and the pay and everything else. Mind you, this is the same Heather Humphreys, you know, who 5 days before the referendum said, you know, if you vote yes, we'll review the carers' allowance. We all knew that was a lie. She was going to review it anyway. And there was nothing, by the way, in relation to that whole referendum, because I can talk about it now because it doesn't matter. It's over, right? All the threats that went on during that referendum, if you vote yes, we'll do this. There was nothing ever stopping the government being nicer to carers. There's no law that says the government must be really mean to carers. So there was idea that if you vote yes, we'll be nicer to you, we'll look after you better. That's bullshit, because that was always there. It was always an obligation.
But even that in and of itself was such a slap in the face and an insult to carers and carers organizations that have been fighting for years for better money. Like, in this guy's position, I'd have no issue with him getting to say the base amount, few quid in his pocket, you know, like, fine.
But what Leo Varadkar said on TV3 that time...
Don't even talk.
He says he's been taken out of context. I can't see any other context that he said it in,
there
by the way.
Come here. It's as easy for Leo with his GP's pension, his ministerial pension.
Yeah, he did say it wasn't the state's responsibility, but he did say there was more to it that was cut out. But here's the thing. I wanted to give him a plus here. I want to give Leo a bit of a plus, because he did say... that, okay, I know he's wealthy. There's no doubt about that, Dave. And he would look after his sister and his mother and his brother and everybody else, and they'd look after him if that happened to him. But, I mean, that is what families do for each other. I mean, he is correct in what he says. That's what we do for each other.
Yeah, well, obviously. I mean, obviously we're going to do it regardless of money. But at the same time, when you consider those same people are giving up their jobs from, you know, doing stuff like paying taxes and working and keeping the cogs going for... a rich arsehole to turn around and say, well, it's not really our job to look after you. Even when a lot of those people who need the care have been life, like, have probably been paying taxes for longer than he's been alive. You come on, you don't think that's a bit of an insult?
And really? Mind you, can I also point out too, if Leo Varadkar had to give up his job tomorrow to care for a parent or whatever it happens to be, he has a nice big fat pension for the rest of his life. So
yeah, I mean, coming from a guy who just spent nearly €1 million on a house, I mean,
yeah,
you know, it is. It's insulting. I personally, I think there's carers in this country who don't actually get enough, if I'm being dead honest with you. And I'm not talking about this guy here, but there are families.
So should people be treated individually rather than say if you're married and your missus earns, or you earn, whichever money is caring, I don't mind, you know, earn, say, over whatever. Well, the threshold is 35,000, right? They're probably going to increase it now. But let's say if they were earning 80,000 and you're at home caring for your, you know, disabled son or brother or sister or mother or father, whoever, should you still be paid as a carer, even though your partner earns a reasonably excessive amount of money?
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. I personally think, and now look, this wouldn't happen here because we know what this country is like with bureaucracy. And they just make a balls of it. They try to change the system anyway. Like, there are varying degrees of care. There are people who just need someone to keep an eye on them. And then there are people who need 24-hour, round-the-clock medical care with a lot of expensive equipment and medication and physiotherapy and all that stuff that comes along with it. And they don't get half enough. I've heard of women and fellas like begging people for money so they could buy a new electric wheelchair for their child. You know, like, it should be on a more individual basis. And like, look, if you're on 150, 200 grand a year in a family, okay, fair enough. You probably don't need the cares. Okay, that's understandable. You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to see like a family who's putting in, you know, 500k a year looking for that kind of stuff. But I still do think at the same time, if you're giving up your life to look after another person, is it not just a nice thing to do? You give a few pounds and say, we see the job you're doing. Thanks very much.
Yeah. Okay. Well, hang on for a second. Let me just go to Mickey. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey. Sorry, I couldn't. Sorry, Mickey. Couldn't resist it. I couldn't resist it, Mickey. Go ahead.
Go on. I heard it a few times. I heard it. Well, first off, I got to say, I 100% disagree with this means testing. And I was fortunate enough years ago in Dublin when I was between, obviously, my chefing job, I had a bit of time off, and it was a year's course running right beside my house, and it was a carer's course, and I went and done it.
Good man.
And what I learned on that course, just, it wasn't for me. The amount of mental strength, physical strength it takes for a person to have to, especially, like you said, that the person emailed you dementia.
Yeah, yeah.
That's something totally different.
Oh, yeah,
so
it's lifting people in and out of a bed. It's cleaning people. It's
you have
looking,
to
yeah.
clean them, change them, wash them, feed them. And at times they can become aggressive and attack you. And even though you're a close family member, that you could turn around and get assaulted.
Absolutely. Yeah.
I think it's something that should be changed. That means test, I don't think, is one bit fair when it comes to the likes.
Well,
of
see,
and I'm
agreeing with you. I agree with all of you, right? But I'm just giving you the alternate argument, okay, for the purpose of the show. Mm. And the alternate argument is, if you're, let's say, Mickey, you're looking after your brother who has dementia, and your wife is working in a very good job and she's pulling 70 grand, people will argue, why do we have to give you a carer's allowance? That's your wife.
But that's his wife, though. She's going to come up. She's not coming home throwing the money to him, is she?
Well, I'm assuming you share. I'm assuming they're sharing their money. You know, they share.
Obviously, they're sharing the money, and obviously they'll have utility bills, whatever. I don't know the circumstances, but they're going to have bills to share. So she's going to be the main provider to do that.
Yeah, sole income. Yeah,
with a sole income, and obviously he's just on job seekers. I'm presuming.
No, he's not. No, he wouldn't get job seekers. You get nothing.
He's actually getting nothing.
Nothing. You'd be getting, if you're means tested for carer's allowance and you don't qualify, he's not in a position to look for a job, so he wouldn't be getting job seekers.
So he's basically
living off his wife.
Yeah,
and that's what he said. He said, I'm sick. On top of that, it feels demoralizing to ask my wife for money all the time.
Well, yeah, and I can understand it 100%. Why have
said that many years ago?
Yourself, you know that having to go. Can I, you know,
yeah,
and
20 quid for petrol, please. Yeah,
I think it's very unfair, and you know what? It's probably affecting his mental health as well at the same time.
Mm. But I suppose it's the same as, and I don't know if it's still the same, but it was this way years ago. I haven't been on the dole, so I don't know what it's like. But I'm assuming when you get job seekers for the first year or whatever, you're working off your stamps, but then it goes on, you know, it works differently. So in other words, if you're on job seekers or on a payment from the state and your other half is earning a substantial amount of money, you don't qualify for it anymore, do you?
No, it does be mean tested. Yeah,
that's
mean
what I'm
tested how much money is coming into the actual household.
Well, then you could argue. Let's say leave the carer aside and use the same argument for say somebody who's unemployed, and their partner is getting X amount of money. Should you be saying, well, you know, my partner shouldn't. I should be treated separately
different,
to my partner.
Different circumstances, though. You know, as you said yourself, you could be sitting there and. I'm sure there's a lot of them that are sitting there all day long on their PlayStation where their wife is out working. But this guy isn't doing that. He's spending most of his time caring for his brother.
Mm.
You know, there's a different circumstances. If this guy wasn't caring for his brother, how much was...
How much it costs
David
the state?
Said there something about it, but not even that. How much, because I know from it, if he wasn't eligible enough to go into a care home, how much the state would have to pay for someone to actually come out and visit and do the stuff that this guy is having to do for his brother.
Oh, yeah, whatever, 20 quid an hour, whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah, because there was I remember years back when I was doing it, there was a lot of people didn't want to do the whole caring thing, but they kept up in the wage. And I know some people that called the house now get 20, 22 euro an hour from certain agencies by that. So,
yeah, and then they'll get a mileage allowance and all sorts of things. Yeah, so
mileage allowance.
You're right. It will cost the state if he wasn't looking after the brother. It's going to cost the state a lot of money to do it.
Oh, it
because
is
he can't be left on his own.
Too fortune.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're listening to Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan
with Recruit.ie. Download our job search app today. Search for Recruit.ie in your smartphone app store.
Ireland's classic hits radio.
All right, keep texting, keep WhatsApping. The number is 087-188-0008. Dave, Mickey, stay with me there for a second. Let me just go to Joanne.
Joanna,
hi. How are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. There's a song in everybody's name here. Give me hope. Joanna gave me hope.
Joanna, don't start.
And then I had Mickey before that. I don't have a song. There's no Dave songs.
No, I'm sad now.
Yeah, sorry, Dave.
On a serious note, Joanna. I don't think carers should ever be means tested. I think they save the state huge amounts of money.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, and that doesn't even come into the loss of sleep, energy, all that comes with it.
Yeah.
And
you're a carer for your son. I've spoken to you before about your son. Yeah.
Yep. And
can I ask you, Joanna, if it's not a personal question, because I've been talking to you for many years, you've come on the show. And when you come on first, your son was only a young lad in a wheelchair.
Yep.
And I remember that when you come on first, actually, you used to live in the flats and you used to have to cart him up and down the stairs and all that
kind
of stuff.
That's right.
Yeah, now you've got yourself a nice house, okay, which is great.
I have.
But that makes it a bit easier. But do you still have to kind of lift him in and out of baths and bed? And
I do. I'm actually in the middle of going through an application just for an application on my house for him.
Okay.
Just his own little bedroom and his own little wet room so that he doesn't have to climb the stairs. I don't have to carry him, that's for sure, because I'm getting older.
Yeah, well, and he's getting older and bigger too, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
How old is he now?
He
How old is he?
Money. He's 10.
Okay. Well, so he's getting a bit older now. It's going to get more difficult now, particularly when he becomes a teenager. He'll want a bit of privacy as well.
For his dignity more than anything.
Yeah, of course. I get that. So you believe if your husband was working in the best job in the world as the CEO of a radio station and earning 150 grand, you still think you should get the carer's allowance?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. Because the carer's allowance is about the child, nothing else.
Yeah, it's like children's allowance, isn't it? You're still entitled to children's allowance.
I think everyone's, whether you're a billionaire, I think everyone deserves that. Because it's in the welfare of the child. It's the child's money, not yours. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
And for example now, I have to go down to St. Michael's house tomorrow just to view another wheelchair because he's getting older for more independence. He needs kind of an electronic wheelchair.
Yeah.
And we've been there like 3-4 times previously and we've been refused because they want the cheapest estimate.
Yeah. Right.
And so that's fine. That's okay. But he's waiting a long time. And in the meantime, my son's legs are getting longer. The back of his knees are hurting. And I'm not going to go into anything that happened in Temple Street. My son's involved in that as well.
Okay.
But because the knee wasn't fixed properly, if you like. And so, yeah, it's all a load of crap, really. And I think anyone that has to carry a child, look after a child 24 hours a day, or any human being for that matter, I think they deserve more than what they're getting.
Yeah.
I really do. Whether they're old people, young people, a child, they just deserve a bit more respect. Because I'll tell you this, if they were to put into residential care, it would cost the state a hell of a lot more money.
Oh, no, I know. And everyone makes that argument.
They need to get their finger out. They really need to get their finger out. And there they are flying all over. Yeah.
See, Dave, this is what I'm saying. Yeah.
Say to him a bit of shamrock
absolutely.
Over.
Yeah,
we'll just stop.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know
I know.
What I'm
I mean, the money that was spent on those trips alone could probably pay the carer's allowance for the year for everybody.
Absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah. Sorry. Well, hang on, Joanna. Dave, yeah. Joanna's a classic case of somebody who's 24-hour care looking after a young lad who has multiple needs there. And, you know, it doesn't matter really how much. I know she's married, but it doesn't matter how much.
Physical needs.
I know, and it's also emotional, by the way. It takes a toll on your mental health as well, by the way. But I mean, in saying that, Dave, so she said it doesn't matter what her husband earns. She's still, you know, entitled. She's a human being and she's entitled to be paid for what she's doing.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. And she put it more eloquently than I think any of the rest of us could have, you know. And I it would be safe to say, Joanna, that like you don't get half enough. You probably had to pay out of pocket, you know, for stuff that your son needs that probably should be provided by the state. Mm. Yeah.
Do you know what it is? It's not even about the carer that looks after the child, the person, the human being, and they deserve the best care. They deserve.
But even that.
And how can you give that care if you're not being supported? That's my point. Like, really.
But even that. But you even know? The fact that like you need to get a new wheelchair, and they're like, right, well, we need the lowest estimate. So you're basically putting a price tag on the well-being of a child, which, like, when you really think about it, it's about as immoral as you can get. I mean, like, I have a brother who's in, he lives in residential care, he's special needs, right? And, like, if he was at home, you know, someone would get, like, the bare cares on us for him. In the house he's in, there's five people working there, so you have five wages being paid out of that house. Plus you have the house, whatever rent is being paid on the house. Then you have the medication, then you have the nurse. You know, just think of all that money that's being spent on just one person in care, and yet they can't even give half of that to a person because your entire life revolves around your son. You know, people aren't given half enough. And, you know, I mean, it's not even like...
asking is to make your life easier and easier for you so that if your life is
like
easier,
a human being.
It makes... Yeah, absolutely. And it breaks me heart. And I just... Oh... I'm so frustrated, like, and I've been frustrated for years about things that just the most simplest of things I can't get. And, it's horrible. It's really indignant. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what the word is. And it makes me very angry. And it takes a lot for me to get my blood boiling. It really does. And that's an island pissing me off.
Okay. Unless it's me pissing you off. Hang on for a second, Joanna and Dave. Let me go to Valerie as well. Valerie, hi. How are you?
I'm good, man. How are you getting on?
Good, Valerie. An interesting conversation with Heather Humphreys now saying she's going to do something about carer's allowance, even though there was a no vote and she said she couldn't do that, but now she is. But either way, this idea that, you know, that somebody emailed us in to say, okay, his wife has a good job. He's at home caring for his brother who has dementia. And even though the wife has a very good job and very well paid, he doesn't believe that it should affect his carer's allowance, but it does. So should it be means tested, Valerie?
I think so, to be honest with you. I actually thought it was mine, to be honest.
But no, it is. No, it is means tested at the moment.
But I think that's correct. I think that's the right one. I do. Look, I think in Ireland, I think everybody wants payment for everything. You know, I know that when we talk just children's allowance for the moment, when I was getting children's allowance, initially, 30 years ago, it was nothing.
Hang on, Joanna, please. Valerie, just for 2 seconds. Joanna, please let Valerie make the point, and then I'll let you respond to it, I promise.
Okay, fair enough.
Let me just say, so, okay, so the amount that you got 30 years ago was so minimal, it was practically nothing. Then it was increased dramatically, which was fantastic. We were all delighted. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people were able to save that for kids to go to third level education. But as far as carers, if a person is very wealthy, I don't think they should be entitled to all of the benefits.
Well, it's not them that's wealthy. It's their partner is the one earning the money. Now, I know they operate as a team, particularly if you're married. You operate as a team. But surely, Valerie, everybody is an individual. Like, I had a woman on to me many years ago, similar to Joanna in her situation. Hang on, Joanna, please. Similar to Joanna in her situation. And she said to me, she was 24-hour care for her son. And she said, my husband earns over the threshold, so I don't get a carer's allowance. But she said, that's really unfair because I can't go out to work. I have to care for my son. Mm-hmm. So that stops her from being independent.
I can't even get a part-time job because all I get told is that, well, you're quite unreliable then, aren't you? Because you're going to have to be popping off to appointments for your son left, right and centre. So I don't have a chance in hell. So, you know, give me a break.
Is that a fair point, Valerie? That you know, Joanna.
Well, it depends on what the threshold is, Niall. Right,
the threshold, I think, is 35,000, isn't it? Yeah.
So, is it even if two people are married or whatever? Is it that the person doing the caring isn't entitled to it if you're in a partnership? Is that how it works?
Does she care for somebody? By the way, I'd love to know that. Do you actually care for somebody?
Well,
yeah, really.
We did. With my mum with Alzheimer's, we did care for. And she was entitled to very, very little. I think she got entitled to an hour a day and she needed 24-hour care. So basically, we as a family had to pay for different people to come in to get extra hours. It wasn't ideal. Of course, it wasn't ideal. But it was the situation that's there. I'm not saying it's right or wrong. But I'm just saying, listen, I'm not on about even 35,000. I wouldn't think that's fair. I think it should be a higher threshold. But millionaires, people that are on a couple of hundred thousand a year, I don't think they should be getting care.
Well, that might be an exaggeration of a couple of hundred thousand. But let's just say, for argument's sake, Joanna's husband was earning 80 grand a year. Do you think Joanna should get a carer's allowance?
No, not if it's 80,000. I wouldn't think
so. Then what about Joanna herself or Dave in that situation, if he was in that situation? Because I don't want to make it just about Joanna.
I would give anything to get out of this house. And just stop the four walls looking at me every day.
And can you not?
I used to be a nurse, and I gave it up because I had my child.
My heart goes out to you. It's an awful situation to be in. I think people are saints that can do it, and it must be very, very difficult. And I would have total empathy with anybody in that situation. But I think the system is wrong. I think the likes of you should have people going into your house to give you respite and breaks. Do you know what I mean? You shouldn't be under that kind of pressure. That's the crux of what the problem is, really. The facilities aren't in place in Ireland where people need backup, need...
Let me go back to Dave. Dave, is that a fair point that Valerie makes? If the facilities were better, well, then you could have respite, you could get a part-time job or whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the problem
I don't think you should have that pressure on you.
Is a lot of people won't go into that. Like one I would have a lot of knowledge about is people work with people with special needs. Those jobs and home help jobs, and home help is a really well-paid job. They're actually hemorrhaging people at the moment. They can't find the staff because they said it themselves, the HSE is an incredibly toxic work environment. So people are just leaving it for greener pastures. We don't have the infrastructure to deal with this kind of stuff, that's where the problem lies.
I can
understand the point of millionaires shouldn't get care allowance, but let's be honest here for a second. If you're a millionaire, you're not going to apply for care allowance. You're probably not going to have a nanny.
Or something.
Not many of them giving back the children's allowance, are they? The key.
It's 100. Come on, it's 130
the only
euros
that,
a month.
The only
okay,
one that,
breaking.
Yeah, but the only one that offered to do that was
Michael O'Leary.
But to be fair, in the eyes of the state, all children are equal, no matter what your socioeconomic background is.
Should all carers be equal? All human beings, essentially, because Joanna, you know, is a woman who doesn't have the capabilities of going out and getting a job because she has to care for
somebody. But unfortunately, the system is wrong. She shouldn't be in that position.
It's not that I never tried, Niall. That's for sure.
No, no, I know. I know.
Shut down. I just get really
shut down. No, no, I know. I know how impossible, Joanna, it must be to try to get a job and to get a boss that would be understandable, that would allow you go off at a moment's notice for a doctor's appointment or to help your son or, you know, or and then you getting someone to look after him during the day for the few hours, the 20 hours you might work a week. I know how difficult that would be. But Valerie, you still believe it should be means tested in some way.
It's not speaking about people on 35 or 40,000. I'm talking about...
Let's forget about the amount. See, I started off the conversation.
From a salary of 80,000 possibly, something like that. Yeah. If anyone's on that,
Here's the thing, right? Going back to the original email, I get the impression this woman that he's married to is earning a very good income. He said they're comfortable and, you know, et cetera, right? But his argument is he has to go to his wife looking for money and it's demoralising. In other words, we're all individuals. We're all human beings.
That sounds a bit like a kind of a load of crap now, to be honest.
Do you think so?
You know, if you have to go to your wife cap in hand, like if you're wealthy... There's something very wrong in that relationship, really. Do you know?
Well, maybe.
It's not a partnership.
But maybe. Are we not all individuals?
A lot of people give the sob story in Ireland when it comes to money and allowances for this, that and everything. The country's going to be goosed if we're having that money right now.
I feel a bit demoralised that I have to actually go to the government and to ask them to pay me to look after my child.
Yeah, it's very difficult. You see, where I think the problem is, the facilities should be there to help you. You should have some place where you can get a break every day. Yeah.
But if
the facilities aren't there.
Sorry, Joanna.
I've worked all my life. And I worked as a nurse before I had my last baby. I cared for people all my life. And I tried to go back to like a caring role, not even a nurse, because I knew that was going to be out of my reach. And I couldn't even do that because they wouldn't allow me to.
But they should have facilities. The facilities need to be there in Ireland. I think it's the same even for the elderly as well.
Yes,
they should be able to stay in their own homes and have people go into the home.
Oh, I couldn't agree with you anymore.
Parents shouldn't be locked in nursing homes where they're looking to see their children once a week. I mean, I've worked with some other countries.
Okay, just sorry, can I hear one person? You go ahead. Go ahead, Valerie.
I worked in a nursing home myself for a little while in the admin side of it, and different people that were working there, nurses or doctors, whatever, were actually shocked in Ireland the way all of our elderly are put in nursing homes now, because we're considered a very caring nation. There was a time where, you know, elderly parents or whatever lived within the family, you had supports, you know, whereas now a lot of them are just dumped in there. They're lucky if they get a visitor once every few months. And it costs thousands in this home helps, you know, this scheme that they have going here in Ireland weekly that the state are paying for again. It's just there's something gone very wrong in society, really, that the facilities aren't there to help people for their needs. You know what I mean?
I get it. Well, hold on just a second. I want to bring Jackie into the conversation as well. Jackie, hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good, Jackie. Do you believe carers allowance should be means tested?
No, I don't, because I think I'm a carer as well for a little girl who has a disability. And there are loads of hidden costs when you have a child with a disability.
Of course,
There's cost of going to appointments. There's cost. We go up and down to Crumlin every few months and it costs us nearly 100 euros every time we go, between petrol and, you know, between everything, like. And if when you have to go out and get equipment and stuff, that costs you a fortune.
Mm-hmm.
And you could never be paid enough anyway. And even if when you're over the threshold, or even if you're at the middle of, like that lady is talking about facilities, there are no facilities out there. There's no facilities.
And it's the problem.
Yeah, but why don't the government go and fix that problem? So rather than saying...
I'd say it's the way the HSE is run. It's badly managed because they're throwing money into it right, left and centre every single year. The budget's going up and up and up. But the situation just isn't improving.
No, it's getting worse. It's getting worse and worse and worse. The more money they're throwing at it. It's all administration staff swallowing up the money. I mean, doing a bad job of it. But here's the thing, Jackie. There would never be enough.
That's no good to people.
But I know, but Jackie, here's the thing. We got to suck this up a little bit, okay? Because what I'm saying to you is there will never be enough staff to provide carers and enough people to go out and give respite to everybody that needs it. There's never going to be enough. So it has to be kind of shared around as equally as possible. And it's a bad system. I get that. I don't think it's going to get any better in the very near future. So let's just park that aside. In relation to the money that's given out, and that's what we're talking about mainly today, the 219 quid.
That's the same argument as they have for the children's allowance. Millionaires, you can get children's allowance or whatever. But it's the people that, and I think somebody said there that if you were a millionaire, you really wouldn't, why would you apply?
Yeah, well, you wouldn't be probably claiming it, yeah. Well, no.
Dude, and people, you know, it's, I'm sure there's not that, the percentage of people that are over the limit for, are millionaires that are well off that are getting carers allowance must be very, very small. Because the amount, there has to be carers in this, loads of carers in this country that are carers who are just at the like, we're very middle class and we get nothing because we're very, like Katie's, my daughter isn't entitled to respite or anything like that. There's nothing there for her. So,
and why is that? Because are you married? Sorry, Jackie, for asking, but are you married?
I am, yeah. We are married, but the social worker came into our house and went through the form. I mean, the form is a joke.
Right, and what is the threshold now? It's about 35, isn't it, or something like that?
What is the threshold?
Yeah, what is the threshold?
I have no idea. for carers allowance. I don't know. This is God's honest truth.
Yeah.
But I mean... And I do go out to work, but like the other person, once, like, if, you know, if my daughter has to go to an appointment, I have to take a day off. And if she has, like, she's had an appointment in the hospital next week now, and one of us has to take a day off, like, it all costs money. And it's this little bit of money that you get for the carers does not cover
but
it
I
all.
Do, but so, I mean, do believe there has to be thresholds, though. And I'm not on, I would say that's the most difficult job you could do in the world. I would have complete empathy for anybody in that situation. You know, it takes some person to have to do that. Then. But the threshold should be high. You should be allowed to make 80,000 or something before it means tested. I don't think it should be 35 or 40,000. I know somebody one time, her husband was on, now it was when the banks were throwing money at their staff.
Yeah.
Her husband was on 300,000 and she was complaining because her son didn't get the grant for university. Oh, his friends did.
Right. Okay.
I actually nearly got sick when I heard her saying that.
For all those.
But you do have greedy people out there and they're plagued, they're getting entitlement and claiming for things.
Sorry, Jackie, say that again.
For all those stories out there that people tell of people need this, and our people are
kind of screwing the system. Yeah, I know. There's the good stories too. Yeah,
but there are as many good stories out there as there are bad stories.
Yeah, but there has to be. Now, I understand what Valerie is saying. There has to be a system. There has to be a threshold.
You know,
because although you're saying, yeah, millionaires won't claim it, or people who have lots of money probably won't bother claiming it, but it doesn't make any sense. There still has to be a threshold, doesn't there? Or do you think there should, Jackie? Because I started off the show by thinking, well, you know, Jackie and her husband are two separate human beings who are entitled to earn money, who are entitled to earn a living, but Jackie's ability to earn a living is inhibited by the very fact that she has to be a carer for her daughter. So for that reason, Jackie, you should be treated, in my mind, I'm kind of agreeing with you now, you should be treated separately and it shouldn't matter what your husband earns.
Exactly, it should. And it was the same... It's the same argument with the medical card. My daughter lost her medical card and they were saying because we were over the threshold and the thresholds are ridiculously small, that we shouldn't get...
You'll start me off on a rant about medical cards now, Jackie.
Listen, I know you don't agree, but come here.
No, I do. Hold on. I do. You should be getting a medical card. There are people coming into this country who are quite wealthy, by the way, who are getting medical cards for free. Right? You know what I mean?
Well, I think, yeah, but I think, look, if they had, if you go to a physiotherapy, it costs you 60 or 70 euros, right? Or if she needs an OT, it will cost you 60 or 70 euros. How are we supposed to pay for that? No.
And I completely understand what you're saying. And I, look, personally, I believe we should have the same similar as England. We shouldn't have to pay for medical care. Let me just go to David quickly before I go to the break as well. David, I've only got 2 minutes. Hang on, please, both of you. David, hi. Sorry, I've only got 2 minutes. I'm going to run myself later.
How are you? Lovely to talk to you again. Niall, I don't know if you got the... I sent through a link which was to a document which said, which was giving out costs of some economists had done some numbers. and it costs the state something like $4,500 a month to look after a dementia patient.
Yeah, yeah.
But if they're in the home, it's half that.
Yeah. Still a lot of money.
Yeah, so,
yeah.
Yeah, it's, so I'm saying the system has to improve here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it does that. From what was just being said, the certainly the chappie who's being looked after, he has a tax allowance that he's allowed to earn money for free, as it were.
Yeah.
Yep. Why, if somebody's taking care of somebody else, why shouldn't their tax allowance be transferred to the carer?
Do you know what? I've been saying this for years, and that even should apply to a husband and a wife if there's a stay-at-home partner, okay? For whatever reason, yeah, to raise children. So if your partner has a tax credit of 12,000, okay, which is the, well, I think that's what the tax credit is for a single person, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you get married to that person and they decide to stay at home, even just to raise your child, right? Whatever, yeah, be it the wife or the husband. You should be allowed to take their tax credit.
Correct.
You know, at the moment you can't. What you do get is you have what they call a stay-at-home dependent, right? Which is a tax credit you get, which is about, I think, €1,000, isn't it, or something like that, a year, yeah, which is not very much. Okay, so and you're registered as a married couple instead of a single person. You can do either, by the way. You can be taxed separately or taxed together as a couple. But you should be allowed to take their whole tax-free allowance because they're not using it.
And that, this situation is the one that I was contacted about, which was the chappie looking after his brother, and he's not. So you've got the wife should have the tax credit for the husband and for the brother.
Absolutely. What a great idea. That's the way it should work. And that way...
Well, you and I should be running the country.
There you go. Valerie, Jackie, we've sorted the whole problem out. David is now running for election.
Excellent.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love David for election.
Absolutely. You never know. Anyway, David, that is a wonderful idea. But I did say before, by the way, in relation to married couples...
It was your idea. I just didn't know it.
Nah.
You thought it, you transmitted it across the ether.
Yeah, but no, I did mention before on many occasions that if you are married, you should be able to use your partner's full tax credit if they decide to stay at home. Mm-hmm. But equally, with a carer's allowance, you should be able to take the person who's staying at home and the person who's being cared for, you should be able to use both their tax credits because they're not using them. Absolutely.
The fact of the matter is that I listen to your programme quite a lot, so I've probably heard you put the idea out before.
Ah, you've just taken the credit for my idea, have you? See what you did there.
I didn't realize it was plagiarism. I apologize for
Houston. It's okay. I'll remember you in my will. Now,
real people, real opinions. Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan.
Ireland's classic hits radio.